So my name's Sean. I take pictures. I take mostly urban landscapes and portraits. I take a lot of photographs in the mental health community.
Great. So you have two pieces in the Being Seen exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Both of the pieces are details from the Art Gallery of Ontario, and it's been a very important part of my artistic process over the last year and working with Workman Arts that we've had regular and often guided access to the art gallery. And because I've spent a lot of time there, I've been influenced by a lot of different people's work and by just the environment of the gallery itself. So both of these pieces came from different periods of just sitting and looking in the space and trying to take a little bit away with me.
So, do you find you're trying to communicate something specifically with these pieces or with your art in general?
I would always like to think that I'm communicating something, that there's some kind of emotional reaction or spark of a reaction to whatever I get to show people. And I think that if you're not interested in communicating, you're not really doing your job as an artist. But with these, I guess it's mostly about, in a lot of ways, it's about mental health survival for me. I deal with a lot of social anxiety. I deal with a lot of just regular old garden variety anxiety. And one of the ways that I found really early on to cope with that was to fall back on having learned to be a photographer in high school and to start seeing the world in terms of compositions, to just, when I got stressed, to stop and focus in and zoom in, and there, so even the analogies are photographic, and find a piece of the world that wasn't frightening me and just lock on that and let it be beautiful, and then I was okay. And I think I said, and I think it's kind of like I move from one beautiful little composition to the next beautiful little composition to the next one, and it's like kind of knots in a rope that eventually lead me back home safe. Whereas if I had to deal with the whole flow of it would be too much. So these, I guess, are just attempts to take little clips out of that out and show people the bits of beauty that I see in all of these different places. To go, and so when you go to the art gallery, the one is the staircase, and the other is, just a ship and someone walking by on their way to the art rental or the cafeteria or something. So neither one is about the posted art so much as just the environment of the gallery and those little cool moments that happen within
it. Would you like to talk a little bit about your process of photography? So I think you shoot digital.
Yeah, I shoot digital. These were the process was mostly about just trying to achieve them. The one with the untitled with the ship heads, I think I call it portage in the end in my head. That was sitting on a bench in the Weston Gallery of Ships in the basement, which is a beautiful, really tranquil room. And I think I was hand-holding it like a half-second exposure, which is photographer poor. It was really, really hard to keep still. I got it, and I got these three exposures of this guy walking by that I was able to put with it. And so this picture was actually about taking away everything that didn't make part of the picture. It was about, there were a lot of lines from the display glass that were going across it. There were little reflections over here. There were bits that didn't work over in the other corner. So going into my process afterwards, and I do a lot of Photoshop generally afterwards, to just, in this case, just remove all the elements that weren't the picture. The other piece, view of a staircase, was just the light on one particular part of the stairs, the Gehry stairs, which are just such a beautiful artwork in their own. And the process was trying to keep still because this was actually done as the second part of an assignment from one of the classes at Workman Arts. And I chose to go back and photograph the stairs of the art gallery on the second day of March break. So there were 1,000 children running up and down the stairs. And fun fact about the Gehry stairs is they move if you get a bunch of people on them. So This was actually one of the exposures that came out nice and still, and I think I had like most of my body braced up against the wood of it so that I'd at least move in time with the stairwell and everything would come out sharp. And what I liked about it was the light and the fact that I see this canoe. I see a canoe getting through stormy waters when I look at this shot. And that just goes for me with all of the art and the feel of the Art Gallery of Ontario and the history that we have with the Group of Seven and my own personal experiences, like canoeing in Algonquin Park and all of those that inform the work I do later on. So that's... was kind of the process, I guess. Great.
So was there anything we haven't talked about that you wanted to add?
About these pieces? Or?
About these pieces or anything in general about work in arts, about your own history, about your the art you make?
Well, yeah, I guess something about workman arts and about photography in general. Like, if anyone isn't really sure, well, how... does an arts organization help someone get better? My experience over the last year and a half or so has been, I came from a place of being a very fearful person. And I didn't like strangers. I didn't like going out into the world. I didn't like doing things. And then I started taking pictures and being encouraged to take pictures and being encouraged to learn. And I started to look at light and I started to do portraits. And all of a sudden I started going out and I would see, instead of, oh, that scary person, and oh, that person who might be looking at me strange, I'd see, the light looks awesome on that person's cheek, or look at that guy's tattoo, or look at the way he's standing, or she's moving, or all that. So it's an extension of what I was doing with landscapes and flat scenes, of just going from a little bit of beautiful to a little bit of beautiful, but now I get to apply it to people. And I find that because I now have those attitudes about how I see people, I'm able to approach them more easily.